Jay Ray, welcome back to Press Pass.
Thanks, Eileen.
I want to tell our audience that we're actually sitting outside of Bennett High School, outside of their athletic field. We attended a news conference where an issue came up from the District Parent Coordinating Council regarding coaches at city schools. Now, under the collective bargaining agreement with the Teachers Federation, school teachers are allowed to coach a team if they have seniority as a teacher and they receive a stipend. The District Parent Coordinating Council is very upset with this because of a change in a coaching position at Hutch Tech.
Yeah, this is an issue that has some history. The school district has been trying to upgrade its athletics program recently, and one of the pieces to that is raising the level of coaching in some cases. On the last teacher's contract, the district and union agreed to look at the issue, specifically how coaches are hired. Past practice has been to hire interested teachers as coaches based on seniority. Now the district wants to be able to hire the most qualified candidate. Both sides created a committee to work this out, and among other things, came up with a process for evaluating coaches, but that was more than a year ago. Apparently, this issue stalled at the union level, but the union has indicated it's still willing to meet with the district and sort this out. Meanwhile, parents are getting anxious because they feel in some cases coaching is the difference in a team's success.
Interestingly, we did hear from students, players. We heard from one of the players. They found out just a week ago that they were getting a different coach. And although this coach has a good winning record that's coming into Hutch Tech, they're upset because they've worked so hard with their past coach that has helped them to be successful. And they feel as young men connected to that other coach.
Our coach being taken from us is really like a father being ripped away from his family.
Yeah, from what they said, they just found out a few days ago, and their season starts in a few days, and they're obviously surprised by all this and hurt. And I think this is the issue that the parents are trying to get at. They want this type of thing resolved.
There's quite a bit of outrage from District Parent Coordinating Council leader Sam Radford. He really shouted out about this, that he wants change. But one thing that he repeatedly couldn't answer reporter questions on is exactly how many teachers are taking advantage of this stipend through their seniority.
The issue is when you're a science teacher who don't know nothing about a sport and you only want to collect the $7,000 stipend and you get the right to come bump a qualified coach. That's what we're against for that.
Obviously, there are some championship caliber coaches out there who have won state titles, football and basketball. So it is unclear on how widespread an issue they think this is.
Another issue that's coming up as the new school year is really just around the corner regards Buffalo City students and Metro buses and using that capacity that they have with their bus passes. There has been an ongoing issue for that for students, and I know that you have been following that very closely.
Yeah, an issue here are the bus passes that the school district pays for more than 10,000 high school students in Buffalo who take public transit back and forth to school. For years, students and parents have complained about restrictions on bus passes. Students can only ride certain times in the morning and afternoon, and they have to stick to assigned routes. They need a separate pass for sports, after-school activities. Over the years, there's been concern those restrictions contribute to absenteeism, create safety problems because students can't choose the best and safest route.
So this goes back to the NFTA and negotiating with them, correct?
This goes back more than 30 years, I guess, the contract. And it's an agreement worked out by the school district and the NFTA and concerns about getting students to school safely. Recently, though, last year, parents' groups started pressing the issue and raised the question why the general public pays the same amount as the district pays for MetroPass, $75 a month, but gets unlimited access to the transit system.
Is there a resolution in sight for the start of the new school year?
It seems that there is. Both sides have been at the negotiating table in recent weeks and have indicated they will come to a contract soon.
Jay Ray, the next time we meet will be into the school year, so we're looking forward to what's ahead for the next school year and all of the issues that remain.
I'll be ready.